Hi guys, and welcome back to another Lovince episode. In today's video, I'm going to be telling you all about the new Lovince Mission 2. There is absolutely loads to go through, so sit back, relax, hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be telling you all about the new Lovince Mission 2 in today's video. If you haven't seen the Mission 2 yet, this is Lovince's first hands-free, touch-sensitive, vibrating toy. Now I know there's lots to take in that sentence, so don't worry, I am going to explain everything you need to know about the Mission 2. So like all my videos, I'm going to show you what you get when you buy the Lovince Mission 2. I'm also going to show you how to set it up and use it for solo play, and this will include using it for solo play with the Lovince remote app, using it with a partner who's in the same room, and using it with the Lovince long distance feature. So as I say, there is lots to go through in today's video, so I'm going to shut up and I'm going to start off with the unboxing video. Okay guys, like all my review videos, I like to show the outside of the box. This is so you can see that there are no labels identifying it as a Lovince toy inside. There was a shipping label that had my personal details on, but there was no mention of Lovince. So let's get it out of the box and show you what's inside. It is important to remember, if you want to use the Lovince remote app, you will need to download the app, and you can find the QR code for that on the front of the box. And once I've got the cellophane wrap off, I will also show you the back of the box, which tells you a bit more about the toy itself. In short, it says that the toy is hands-free, it's compatible with games, body safe, IPX7 water resistant, and it comes with a 1-year warranty. I know we're not here to look at the box, but it's handy information to know. So let's get inside and show you what you get. As you can see on the left hand side is your Lovince Mission 2 toy. In the bottom right is your Lovince magnetic charging cable. This charging cable is compatible with all Lovince toys, excluding the Lovince Solace and the Lovince Solace Pro. So if you do lose or damage the cable, you can use one from another toy. Next on the right hand side is the suction cup that makes your toy hands-free, but you can also use the toy manually. Above the suction cup is the mount in the top right hand side. This screws into the suction cup and also screws into the Mission 2 toy. The nut that I'm turning on the left hand side allows you to change the angle of the toy. Once released, all you need to do is turn the base. Once you've got the correct angle, tighten the nut back up on the left hand side. This will lock it into place. To connect the suction cup to the mount, all you need to do is screw it in. Once that's been done, you're ready to attach the Lovince Mission 2. Located at the bottom of the toy is where you screw your mount into. We'll get onto that in a moment, but first we're going to finish off looking at what's inside the box. Underneath you'll find a quick start guide on how to use the Lovince Mission 2. And on the back you'll find all the instructions in different languages. Finally, in the box you'll find a storage bag that you can store your Lovince Mission 2 in. So what we're going to do now is attach our base and our suction cup to the Lovince Mission 2. Again, like I said earlier, all you need to do is screw the base into the toy. And once that's been done, your toy is now fully hands-free. To charge your Lovince Mission 2, all you need to do is attach it with the magnetic cable to the bottom of the toy. It doesn't matter which way round the charging cable goes, it will charge it regardless. Although in the user manual, it does show the cable running up the shaft of the toy. What we're going to move on to now is how to use the Lovince Mission 2. As I said earlier on, this can be used as a hands-free solo play toy, and you don't need the app if you don't want to use it. And this is how I'm going to show you how to use the toy first. To turn the toy on, all you need to do is hold down the button at the bottom of the toy. You'll see a red light flashing once it's switched on. To put your Lovince Mission 2 into touch vibration mode, all you need to do is hold down the top button for 3 seconds. The toy will now vibrate as soon as you start using it. There are 3 vibration levels within the touch sensitive mode. To scroll through them, all you need to do is push the same button again. These 3 vibration modes are slow, medium, and fast. Remember, the faster you go, the more the toy vibrates. To take the Lovince Mission 2 out of touch sensitive mode, all you need to do is hold down the button again for 3 seconds. To use the normal Lovince vibration modes, all you need to do is push the mode button at the bottom. There are 7 already preset patterns that are on your toy. I'm next going to show you how to use the Lovince Mission 2 with a partner with the Lovince Solace Pro. You can do this within one app by connecting both toys, or you can use it over long distances. The first way I'm going to show you is how to connect both toys to the same app and how they both interact.
You will need to make sure that you've downloaded the Lovin's remote app, switched on both of your toys, and you have turned on your Bluetooth on your mobile device. Once all that's been done, open the Lovin's remote app. Once the app has loaded, you're going to have to click on the link icon in the top right hand side of the screen to connect your toys. Or you can click on the plus button and select add toys. You'll then see a list of all your Lovin's toys. If you scroll to the bottom of the screen, you'll see the Lovin's Mission 2 has been found. Select it and it will connect to the app. And if we scroll up to the top of the screen, you'll see that the Mission 2 has been highlighted. We can also see its battery life and its signal strength. If we click on settings on any of our toys, it will give us a list of options we can change on our toy. You could now use the Lovin's Mission 2 as a normal vibrator. But like I said earlier on, we're also going to connect our Lovin's Solace Pro. And we're going to use the app to control both toys. So what I'm going to quickly do now is turn on my Lovin's Solace Pro and I'm going to go back in to add the toy. As we already have the Lovin's Solace Pro added to our list, all we need to click on is the grey toggle on the right hand side next to its name. Once connected, as you'll see, we'll need to do a firmware update. And the reason for this is because the Lovin's Mission 2 is a new toy and the Lovin's Solace Pro needs to know what the signals are that's being received. So I'm going to click on the update button and I'm going to wait for all the settings to install. This can take a couple of minutes to do, so I'm going to skip to once it's finished updating. Once it has fully installed, wait 10 seconds, click on the OK button and turn on your Lovin's Solace Pro. You'll now be taken back to the toy list and you'll see that your Lovin's Solace Pro has been connected. So you're probably now thinking what to do next. Click on the arrow in the top left hand side and it will take you back to the main menu. Now all we need to do is click on the remote button at the top of the screen. As you can see, there is a ball for each toy and you can move these up and down and it will control each of the toys. This is the standard way you would control any Lovin's toy. Move the pink ball up and down on the screen and it will make your Lovin's Mission 2 vibrate. And if you move the blue ball up and down, it will make the Lovin's Solace Pro stroke. All very standard and what we come to expect from Lovin's toys. But obviously we want to use that touch sensitive vibration feature. And to activate that, we need to click in the bottom right hand side where it says local sync. What you'll notice now is the ball for the Lovin's Solace Pro has turned grey. And this is because the Lovin's Mission 2 is now the controller. If we now start stroking down the shaft of the Lovin's Mission 2, it will start to vibrate and the Lovin's Solace Pro will start to stroke. We can see this in the timeline along the top of the screen. To better explain exactly what I'm doing, I'm going to switch screens. So if I rub my fingers up and down the shaft of the Lovin's Mission 2, it makes the Lovin's Solace Pro react. And whilst the Solace Pro is reacting, it's also making the Mission 2 vibrate. Okay, so that's how you use both toys whilst you're in the same room. What I'm going to show you next is how to use it via the long distance feature. The first thing you'll need to do is obviously add your partner. If you don't know how to do that, I've got a whole video of how to use the Lovin's remote app long distance in the top right hand side of the screen. So you can go and watch that and come back and I'll leave a timestamp here so you can skip back to this part of the video. Now that they have been added, you can now click on the long distance button in the bottom middle of the screen. This will bring up your contacts list and you'll be able to select the person that you've just added. I'm going to select my second account, which is at the top of the list, indicated with the green dot. Now you can just simply control the toy as you would any other Lovin's toy. And you can do that by clicking on the plus button in the bottom left hand side of the screen and clicking live control. This sends a notification giving the other person the option to accept or deny the control request. When they accept the request, you'll see that all the controls are displayed on screen. All you need to do now is move the ball up and down on the screen and the toy will vibrate. If one of you only has the Lovin's Mission 2, this is how you use the toy. There's no real way of using the touch sensitive controls with just one toy. So essentially with just one toy, it will act as a hands-free vibrator. Where it becomes really cool is when you add a second toy. And that's exactly what I'm going to show you how to do now. So I'm going to end this session by clicking on the button in the bottom right of the screen where the timer is. Now I'm going to select the plus button in the bottom left, and this time I'm going to choose sync control in the menu. Just before we go any further, I have got the Lovince Solus Pro connected on one account and I have the Lovince Mission 2 connected on the other. The notification has been sent to my other device and all I need to do is accept it. Once I do accept it, you'll see that the controls load back on the screen. The pink ball controls the vibrations of the Lovince Mission 2 and the blue ball controls the strokes of the Lovince Solus Pro. To use the touch features on the Lovince Mission 2, all you need to do is click on the long distance button on the bottom row of the screen. Now you won't need to touch the app again. The touch sensors are now in control of both toys. It will control the vibrations of the Mission 2 and the depth and speed of the Lovince Solus Pro. As you can see on screen, both images are moving. And that's because I'm rubbing along the sensors on the Lovince Mission 2. And as you can see, the Lovince Solus Pro is reacting. In the bottom middle of the screen, there is a button called Controlled. If we push this, it will change to Interactive. What happens now is the vibrations turn off for the touch sensitive mode. The Lovince Solus Pro now has control of the vibrations. So by pushing the speed buttons up and down on the Lovince Solus Pro will control the speed of the vibrations on the Lovince Mission 2. It's important to add here that the touch sensors are not switched off. They're still controlling the speed of the stroke on the Lovince Solus Pro. The vibrations are just not reacting to the touch sensors. So it doesn't mean that your toy has stopped working. If we now click on the interactive button at the bottom of our screen, it will change to controlling. In the controlling mode, it makes the Lovince Solus Pro totally in control of both toys. This also means that the Lovince Mission 2 touch sensors have been turned off. The speed of the stroke and the vibrations of the Lovince Mission 2 is controlled by the up and down buttons on the Lovince Solus Pro. To end any session, all you need to do is click on the power button where the timer is in the bottom left hand side of your screen. If you have found this video useful, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you've been inspired to buy yourself a Lovince Mission 2, then there is a link in the description below. Please use it as it really does help out the channel.
So there you have it, that's what you get when you buy the Lovince Mission 2 and how to use it within the Lovince Remote app. Next, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the Lovince Mission 2. It vibrates up to 6,500 times per minute, and it has a base rotation of 180 degrees. The whole toy, including the base, measures 10.7 inches, which is 272 millimeters. The toy without the base measures 7.87 inches, which is 200 millimeters. And the usable and insertable part of the toy measures 5.5 inches, which is 140 millimeters. And finally, the diameter of the toy at the tip is 37 millimeters. The toy on its own weighs in at 175 grams. If you include the suction cup, which weighs in at 125 grams, the whole thing weighs as a total 300 grams. It takes up to 82 minutes to fully charge your Lovince Mission 2. It has a continuous use battery life of 230 minutes. And if you forget to turn it off, it can last up to 120 hours on standby, which is 5 days. Finally, it has an IPX7 water resistance rating. This means you can use your Lovince Mission 2 in the bath for about 30 minutes, and as long as the bath is not more than a meter deep. So some of the questions that people will probably be asking is it compatible with other Lovince toys? And the simplest answer to that is yes. If you have a second Mission 2, the Lovince Max 2, the Kala, and the Lovince Solus Pro, you can use the touch features within those to make this work. And they will control your Lovince Mission 2. If you're using the Lovince Mission 2 with any other Lovince toy, it will only make the other toy react. And as those toys don't have touch-sensitive sensors, that means that it's only one-way control. If I have inspired you to buy yourself a Lovince Mission 2, there is a link in the description below to my website. It does contain an affiliate link, which does give me a very small percentage of Lovince's profits if you choose to buy something. If you have found this video useful, please do hit that like and subscribe button. It really does help out my channel. And if you've got any questions, feel free to come and drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. And as always, until next time, peace out.